Good morning. KSL News Time is 5 o'clock. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story this hour.
It's just a few hours now away from the first round of the NCAA tournament. When it gets underway, the BYU will be playing in one of those opening games.
KSL News Radio's Adam Small begins our live team coverage. Adam?
Amanda, not only are the Cougars back in the big dance for the first time since 2021, they're looking for their first tournament win since 2012. BYU is the higher seed in this one, but head coach Mark Pope knows they're going to have their hands full with Duquesne.
Maybe even more of a defining feature of the team to us is their physicality at every possession. They challenge every single pass, every single catch, every single bounce.
Tip-off between the Cougars and the Dukes from Omaha is at 10:40 this morning. We'll have extended pregame coverage immediately following this show starting at 9 o'clock. Remember, since this is an NCAA tournament game, we can't stream it online, so you're going to have to catch it here on the good old radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. Live, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
NBA star LeBron James is cheering for the Duquesne Dukes this morning. King James sent a special gift to the Dukes earlier this week. He sent the entire team pairs of his Nike shoe line. So why is LeBron a Dukes fan? Duquesne's head coach, Keith Dambrot, used to coach LeBron in high school. Dambrot says he's retiring as soon as the tournament is done.
Wow. The NCAA tournament is also taking place right here in Salt Lake City. KSL News Radio's Britt Johnson has more.
Six NCAA tournament games will be held at the Delta Center. All of the teams are from the brackets West and Midwest regions. Britt Johnson, KSL News Radio.
NCAA tournament games are being played in Salt Lake City today, but before you scoop up a ticket, KSL News Radio's Don Brinkerhoff has some tips to help keep you from getting scammed.
Even though you may want to jump on that amazing deal, Melanie Fox with the Better Business Bureau says, remember the old saying, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. So before you buy,
purchase from the venue whenever possible. It can be tempting if someone is selling on Facebook or Instagram or something similar and maybe a discounted price, or they decide they're not going to go. But you want to be careful with that because it's a lot easier for someone to scam you because they're not tracking their steps as much.
She says it's also important to buy your tickets using a method that comes with protection, like a credit card, because if you use something like Venmo or Zelle, it can be difficult to get your money back. Don Brinkerhoff, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories now. The Republican-led House is expected to hold another vote to try and impeach President Joe Biden this week. ABC's political director Rick Klein says he thinks the vote will fail.
So at this point, the name of the game is off-ramps. What can they do short of impeachment? Because they have promised these huge revelations. So if they don't have that, do they refer something to the Department of Justice? Do they try to pass a bill?
A House committee spent hours yesterday interviewing witnesses that Republicans say show the president was connected to his son Hunter's business dealings.
Lawmakers from both sides of the aisle are sounding new warnings about TikTok. We get more from ABC's Andrea Fujii.
Senators yesterday got a classified briefing about how TikTok, owned by Chinese company ByteDance, uses the information it gathers. One concern? That the app could be used by China to influence the upcoming presidential election. ByteDance denies sharing Americans' data with the Chinese government. TikTok has urged its 170 million users in the U.S. to contact their lawmakers to oppose the bill passed by the House.
If you ban TikTok, I will find you and shoot you.
That's a voicemail North Carolina Senator Tom Tillis says his office received.
A proposal that would force ByteDance to sell the app or face a ban could go to the Senate later this spring.
A Boeing executive says they're going to continue to take a hit financially over issues with their 737 MAX planes. CFO Brian West says the company is slowing down production of the planes to focus on safety.
We're the ones who made the decision to constrain rates on the 737 program below 38 per month until we feel like we're ready.
Quality control at Boeing is under scrutiny following that door plug blowout on a 737 MAX 9 plane mid-flight. Investigators say the panel was missing four key bolts.